Crime Does Not Pay.
Not for me, Frankie, not for me. You can have all the 20-buck-a-week jobs there are, not for me.
Well, I just thought that...
You weren't thinking. Look at this street. Dirty old tenements, garbage cans, lousy junk. You can have it.
But you won't get away from here just doing nothing.
And the surest way to stay is a 20-a-week job. Me? I'm getting out fast and in a big way. I got plans. You can come for the ride, kid, if you want to. But nothing's stopping Jackie Powers. Remember I said that. Nothing's stopping me.
In the interest of good citizenship and law enforcement, we present Crime Does Not Pay, based on the famous Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer series of short subjects. In just a moment, you will hear The Kid with a Gun, featuring Donald Buca. And now, Crime Does Not Pay, featuring Donald Buca as Jackie the Kid Powers in The Kid with a Gun. Jackie Powers was born and grew up in a big city slum. He resented that. He resented the weary tenements, the grimy flats, the tired, beaten people, among them his own mother and father. And as he sat on the stone stoop of the building where he lived, his cap on the back of his head, a crumpled cigarette drooping from his lips, Jackie made up his mind. He invited his friend Frank along with him, partly to bolster his own courage, partly because he felt he needed a partner. And so it began, on a foggy, rainy night. Perfect for the operation the kid had in mind.
Why don't you say something?
Nothing to say. Gee, I never thought stealing a car was so easy. Hey, take it easy, Jackie. It's wet out there.
It's strictly the speed limit, Frank. Going to a job, that is. Think I want to get picked up for driving without a license?
I never thought of that.
You got to think of everything. Go through a red light, for instance. Prowl car stops you, flatfoot asks for the registration, boom, up you go. And a larceny rap for stealing the crate.
You just went through a light, Jackie.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Okay, so that's another $4 I owe the city. Let him try and collect.
But you just said that...
So I said. So, okay. Forget it. You got those newspapers?
Yeah. Yeah, here.
In the brick?
On the floor.
I'll wrap the brick in the papers.
I don't get it.
You will. Do like I tell you. Now we're here. Now fast now.
Right.
All set?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Hey, it's wet out here.
So what? You want an umbrella?
No, but my ma does.
Does that keep you dry? Give me that brick. Now, dummy, you'll see why the newspapers. They bust the glass softer and it falls inside the window. Catch? What's it? Boy, look at that fox jacket.
Yeah.
Well, Ruthie looks swell in that. Here we go. I got it. Let's scram. Oh, boy, I started the bell ringing, too. How do you like it, Ruthie?
Oh, it's beautiful. It almost shines.
Listen to the dame. A fox jacket that shines. Who ever heard of a thing like that shining?
Oh, I mean here in this room. It's, gosh, I don't know. Like something that dropped down from another world.
Yeah, it came from another world, all right, Ruthie. The kind of world I'm going to live in. And quicker than you think. And you're coming with me, baby. Go on. Put it on. yours, Ruthie.
Oh, no. No, Jackie, I won't take it.
But I got it just for you.
I won't take it.
Is that all you know how to say? I won't take it?
Where did you get it, Jackie?
What's the difference? I got it. I can't wear it myself. It's for you.
Where did you get it?
In the North Woods. I trapped the little foxes all by myself. Caught them by their cute little tails.
Oh, Jackie, please.
Oh, now, look, Ruthie. All my life, I figured my girl would wear furs. Not lousy rabbit skins, good furs. So here they are. What's the difference where I got them? You like them, don't you?
Oh, it's beautiful. A girl dreams too, Jackie.
So, okay. Put them on.
But I gotta know, how did you get it?
I didn't make a killing in Wall Street. You can bet on that.
Oh, tell me, Jackie.
Ah, put it on. I want to see you in it. Then maybe I'll tell you.
Well, all right.
Hey.
Gee, the lining feels so smooth.
Silk, I guess.
Oh, no, satin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure, satin. Hey, now turn around.
Okay.
Now walk. A slow light. Oh, baby. If I ever catch you walking like that for another girl.
No, Jackie. Now, tell me, how did you get it?
Like a hot knife through butter. Bust to the window. Boom. Off we go.
I don't want it.
Well, of all the crazy dames, I stick my neck out and you don't want it. Well, what's the matter? Some of the glass stick in the lining?
Jackie, you stole it.
Well, sure I stole it. How else did you think I got it in the first place? Now, where would I get the dough for something like this? From the bum who calls himself my father? From my washerwoman mother?
Oh, when you talk like that, I think I hate you. Oh, here, take the jacket. It makes me shudder to touch it.
Makes you shudder to touch me, too, I suppose.
Yes, it does. Now.
You touched me last Saturday at the dance. And afterwards. So now I'm a thief or something, huh? Come here.
No. No, you're ugly when you look like that. Stay away
from
me. Well, you used to be. Oh, please, please, take your jacket and go away.
Okay, let's get at it. No burglar alarm. I cased the joint. I got the brick all wrapped up.
Good.
Which window?
No window, dope.
The door. We're going in here. Wait a minute. What? Wait for the L. Less noise, the better. Now, stop it! Come on. Step it up, will you? That's it. Hey, to keep the suits over here. Hats in the front, right side. Watches and stuff, left side. Shirts and ties in the back.
How do you know?
I chased the joint, I told you. No, thank you, sir. I'm just looking, I says. Jerk wants to know if I want to try on a suit. Where'd I get 65 smackers for a suit? Here. Want this one?
Will it fit me?
This rack is our side. I looked. Okay?
Yeah, sure. If you say so, Jackie.
What am I doing? Dressing you, too? Come on. You got the stuff?
Yeah, sure.
Why don't you use the flashlight?
Because I ain't advertising us being here.
Hey, you want a hat?
No, I never had one.
Me neither. Gang starts with hats right away. They'd start making with a question.
Yeah.
Okay. Grab some shirts and scram.
Well, what'd you take there?
A couple of wristwatches. From now on, Jackie Powers runs on Swissola watch time.
How many shirts you taking?
Doesn't for me. The same for you. What size?
14 and a half, I guess.
Same as me. Okay, let's scram.
Jackie, the car.
We took care of that, Sonny. Drop those suits, quick.
Yeah, sure. Sure, I didn't do nothing, honest.
I didn't do nothing. Duck you. Come back here. Stop, or I'll fire!
Jackie, stop! The cop's got a gun!
This way, kid. Snappy now.
Oh, save it, Keys.
Oh, one of those, are you, Powers?
So what?
You'll find out.
In this college?
Right here. We handle your kind by the dozen. Older and tougher, too.
And you forgot something, Keith. I ain't gonna be here no 4 years.
No. But you'll be back. You all come back. In there, kitty.
Who are you shoving?
Ask Blackie Davis to tell you a bedtime story.
Blackie Davis.
You're ahead of me, huh, kid?
Who hasn't? How long you been here?
6 months, got another 6 to go. Why, kid?
How'd they get you?
A rat learned how to sing.
Me too.
That's so? Want to talk?
Why not? I'll be out in 6 months. What Frankie'll get won't be no postal cards.
What was it?
Breaking and entering. Frankie passed out when the cop fired at me. Over my head, though. He gave him the whole story after he come to. Names, addresses, the works.
What'd he get?
Suspended sentence. Paroled to his mother.
And you?
6 months. The judge was so sorry he couldn't send me to no reform school. They're too crowded, he says. Nobody over 17.
How old are you?
17 and a half.
18 when you get out, huh? Well, you got a few good years ahead of you. If you don't make no more mistakes.
He didn't make any on the first job.
Oh? This wasn't the first?
Nah. First was a fur place. Snatched a box jacket.
Oh? How?
Brick wrapped up in a newspaper. Through the window.
Yeah, that's how I started myself.
No kidding.
Yeah. Frankie in on that, too?
Yeah, he told them that. They'll never find that jacket. I got it stashed good. It's something special.
Here for a dame?
When I find it, and I will.
How'd you break and enter the last place?
Well, the same way, through the glass door.
Uh-oh.
Is something wrong? Well, the cop spotted the car. What's the brick got to do with that?
Now, that was bad, too. Never do a job the same way twice. Once you get in the habit. Look, kid. Spider Jones is two cells up the line. The cops know his touch so well, when they find the job he's done, they just pick him up.
Well, I get it. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Say, why are you giving me advice? You've only known me 10 minutes.
Well, we're going to be in college together here for 6 months. I'm starting your education, see?
Why? What's in it for you?
A little fun, maybe. Maybe a little profit, too.
Profit? How?
Well, like in every business, the established fella's got to be able to spot talent, see?
And I got talent, Blackie?
Yeah, you sure have. And by the time we walk out of here, practically together, you'll have training, too. I can use a kid like you.
It's a deal. When's the first class, Professor?
In just a moment, Crime Does Not Pay will continue with this story of The Kid with a Gun. Now we continue with Crime Does Not Pay, featuring Donald Buca as Jackie Powers, the kid with a gun. Yes, Jackie Powers went to college and with an expert professor. The seeds which had been planted in Jackie's mind, in the environment to which he had been born, were well tended by Blackie Davis in that cell in the state prison. And they sprouted and bore fruit when Jackie came out of prison at the age of 18. By the time he was 21, he was Jackie the Kid, second only to Blackie Davis, fast with a knife and faster with a gun. And at long last, Jackie was living the life of which he had dreamed.
Hey, Gladys.
Yes, kid?
I got something to show you.
You got something to show me?
Yep. Extra special. Take a look, beautiful. Go ahead. Try it on.
Hey, that's a honey. Gee, they don't make them like that anymore.
Had it 4 years.
Well, that was before you had your vacation.
Uh-huh. I kept it kind of private. You like it?
Well, who wouldn't?
You? With that mink Blackie gave you?
Oh, mink's all right. It's sort of a uniform these days. You're nobody without a mink. But foxes like that. Oh, I guess I'm just a chorus girl at heart, Jackie.
No girl ever stayed in a chorus with a figure like yours, baby. With or without fans.
Why, Mr. Powers, how you do go on.
Yeah, that I know, huh? You want to try it? Besides?
Well, I'd love to, darling.
If you do, it'll mean something.
Meaning what?
You'll belong to me. More than to Blackie.
Oh, Well, the kid grows up.
I grew up a long time ago, baby.
Aren't you cutting in where it might be dangerous?
Blackie?
Uh-huh.
You're worth it, kid. With me, there's extra value when what I want belongs to someone else.
You probably beat your women.
Up to now, no.
I'll try on the foxes.
Just for size?
Maybe. How do they look?
Walk for me, baby. They were made for you, beautiful. And you were made for them.
Just for them?
You know better than that.
Easy, kid. You don't want to crush foxes like that.
Right.
Yeah?
Jack?
Who else?
We're here. Three of us.
Stitch your skins, baby.
Come on in.
Okay, kid.
Cut it out.
Get in there.
Take off your hat. There's a lady present.
Let me go.
Hello, Frankie.
Jack.
He didn't want to come, kid.
But he came.
Yeah, they all do. Frankie, I've waited 3 years for this.
Why don't you leave me alone? What'd I ever do to you?
6 months, that's all. Remember?
I had to, Jackie. They had a rubber hose.
You had to nothing. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Rain. This is Frankie, my one-time partner. Frankie, say hello to Gladys Terrain.
Hi. Gladys Terrain?
Yeah. Yeah, I told you I'd do all right, didn't I, Frankie? You know the name, I see.
Who doesn't?
Say hello.
How do you do?
Fine, thanks. And you?
Jackie, what do you want me for?
Shut up, will you?
What do you want with him, kid?
This character, lady and gentlemen, couldn't keep his trap shut.
Oh, one of those?
Yeah. Yeah, one of those. Of course, if he had kept quiet, maybe I wouldn't have met Blackie the way I did. But that doesn't make much difference, see? Frankie, what would you do in my place?
Oh, Jackie, for the love of... Jackie!
Joe, Harry, hold him.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Oh, stop! Yes, please, don't!
Some things hurt worse than anything a cop would dare to do.
No!
And that's for passing out on me that night on 3rd Avenue. A match! Hold up his head.
He ain't feeling nothing, kid.
Throw some water on him.
Won't do no good, kid. Can we put him down now?
Throw some water on him, I said.
What's the use? He's dead, kid.
Yeah. All the way over here, he kept saying something about having a bad heart.
You're a fool. You haven't the brains of a louse.
The kid didn't know he had a bad heart.
You stay out of this, Gladys.
Okay.
I thought I told you to be careful. If you got a kill, do it away from your own place and mine.
We got away with it, Blackie. Nobody will ever find the body. Joe and Harry lugged him out like he was drunk.
Just dumb luck is all.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Shut up. How many times do you need to be told?
I don't need to be told. Not anymore, I don't.
Well, now you know everything, huh?
I get along.
Without me to wet nurse you, you'd last as long as ice in July.
You bore me, Blackie. I got a trick or two.
You know, Gladys, I think this brat needs a brief lesson. Of course, I probably shouldn't waste my time or dirty my hands, but for his own good...
Stay away from me, Blackie! I'm warning you!
Yeah. There'll be more where that come from.
Blackie, look out! He's got a knife!
That kind of a trick?
Blackie! Oh!
That was one trick he didn't teach me. Nobody slaps me around.
Somebody's screaming it.
And if somebody did...
All right, Jackie. Put away the heater.
Not till I know where you stand. Well?
With you, of course, with you.
And Harry?
Harry, do what I tell him. What about...
Gladys? She's with me. Aren't you, baby?
Yeah, naturally, kid, of course.
She likes foxes, Joe. Big, fluffy foxes.
What? What about Blackie?
I got an idea about him, Joe. I understand the flat feet have been looking for him for some time. Let's make them a little present, eh? You and Harry drop him on the steps of City Hall sometime tonight. I'd like to join you, but me and my baby, we got a little celebrating to do. Okay, fellas. Now, let me repeat the orders once more. Joe, you drive.
Right, kid.
Harry and Fred, you take care of the watchman. Then get into the two convertibles I keep parked near the gate. The rest of you each take a car. You know which ones I want. I'll get the keys from the rack in the office. When I blink the headlights on that big sedan I'm taking, Joe, you lead the way. When the wild Irishman sees how many used cars he has left tomorrow morning, he'll be wild, all right.
All right, Joe. 10 seconds.
Right. First time a whole chain of jewelry stores was busted open in one night. And on the same second, each store.
You ain't kidding. Ready? Heave it.
Come on down out of that driver's seat.
Of course.
You're hauling furs, aren't you? Well, get out.
You don't scare me with that pop gun, punk.
Don't I?
All right, fellas, start transferring the load. He won't bother us tonight.
Okay, Alex. I'm taking over the club.
You're taking nothing, kid. I built this club. My boys and I mean to keep it.
Alex, I told you, you want to keep this club, you put Gladys up in lights. And pay me $1,000 a week.
And I told you...
Sorry, Alex. You asked for it.
Say, I showed one of the girls the coats, Jackie.
Yeah?
You know what she said?
Nah, what?
She said the next time she came to see me, she expected to see a mink bedspread with ermine trimming.
Maybe she will, baby. Maybe she will. Now what?
I think you passed a red light, kid.
Hello with the curb, you!
Like I always say, discretion is better than sticking your neck out.
Yes, isn't it?
What do you mean by that, Craig?
Oh, nothing. Just something to say.
Where are you going?
My right leg is cramped. I'll stretch it while you take your ticket.
Okay, mister, let's see your license.
What'd I do, officer?
Right through the light, license.
It was just changing, officer.
I'm a busy man, so are you. License.
Okay. Have it your way. Yeah.
Hmm. Name? John Powers. Well, let me see your registration, too.
Officer, Jack is the nickname for John, isn't it?
What's that?
Why, you little...
Officer, he was holding me with his gun. He's Jackie the Kid Powers.
You little squeal!
He's ordered for the murder of Blackie Davis. Now they'll get you, Jackie. Now they'll get you. And Blackie can rest in peace.
Keep those people back there. Back out of the line of fire.
Yes, sir.
All right, now back.
Look, miss, if you insist on staying here, I can't be responsible.
Oh, I don't care. I swore on Blackie's grave I'd see him get it.
No sense getting it yourself. We'll take him alive, I hope, and we'll need your testimony.
Get it ready, Lieutenant.
Tear gas, too?
Yes, sir. You took an awful chance, miss.
Well, I had to, I guess. For once, I didn't figure the odds.
All right, Powers, are you coming out?
Come and make me!
Don't be a fool, Powers. The alley's covered. Come on out.
Come and get me! Right foot!
For the last time, Powers! All right, men, so we'll save the city the cost of a trial. Tear gas and then the gun. Fire! Let's go in and get him.
Don't shoot him!
No, miss. It's been blown off its hinges. Now, that's all there is to it now. Inside there, we'll find all that's left of Jackie Powers.
Donald Buca, who was featured as the Kid with a Gun, will be back with you in just a moment. Here in person is Donald Buca.
Almost every day I read in the newspapers, as you do, of some criminal who has been caught or convicted who had a background like Jackie's. His story is one among thousands of crime and its penalties. Of crime that has its roots in social ills which we will one day cure. But that cure is the responsibility of all of us. And it deals with better living conditions, better education, more jobs, and all that sort of thing. It's very true that all men are born equal. But both good and bad citizens are made, not born. Once we have eliminated the conditions which make bad citizens, we'll have eliminated much of the crime which plagues our modern civilization. Yes, playing Jackie Powers made me think. I hope this story made you think a little, too. It's another case which proves once again that crime does not pay.
Thank you, Donald Buca. Crime Does Not Pay is written by Ira Marion and directed by Mark D. Loeb, with music composed and conducted by John Gart. Technical advisor is Burton B. Turtis. The events, characters, and names used in the story you've just heard are fictitious. Any similarity is purely coincidental.